Welcome to Shomar Shor and Adav, we're in Pesachim Tav Zayin. The Gemara Amud Beis, in the middle of the page, brings for the first time in Chas the concept of Kol HaMitzvos Mevorech Aleihem Oiver Las Yosom. Before you do a mitzvah, you must say the bracha prior to the mitzvah and not after the mitzvah. Now the reason to do the bracha before is explained in the following two ways that connect to each other. One is the basic yesod, basic understanding of what is a bracha all about. And the one who speaks about it in length is the Nefesh HaChaim, who explains the idea of a bracha, based on Chazal and the Rishonim. What's the idea of saying a bracha? So the Nefesh HaChaim tells us, people make the mistake that they think that a bracha, a blessing, means similar to what we say in English, a blessing, some kind of a praise. But it's very hard to say. The Gemara in Brachas, with the famous song, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees Yishmael and Elisha, he tells him, Barcheni, give me a bracha. What do you mean that you're giving a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does that even mean? So the Nefesh HaChaim explains that the idea of a bracha is Lashon Ribui, expansion. Meaning, when you want to have a source of Shefa, of Ashpa, of influence coming from above, that's what a bracha is all about. Brings the Rabbeinu Bechayit that says the bracha, it comes from the word Brecha, a pool. Meaning up there, in the highest places in Shemayim, you have a big pool of limitless hashpahs that can come to the world. And when you say a bracha, you're bringing down from that big pool down to this world. We have different types of brachas. We have birkas hashvach, which is a praise. We have a birkas hanani before you eat. We have birkas hamitzvah before you do a mitzvah. It says in the Nefesh HaChaim, they're all the same. All the idea is that you're bringing the influence from above to what you're going to do right now, when you're going to enjoy, what you're going to have, or the mitzvah you're going to perform, you want the hashpa from above to come. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yishmael ben Elisha, Barcheni, it means, give a bracha that the big influences from above will come down to the midos down that are revealed in this world. So if that's the idea of a bracha, before one does a mitzvah, he wants to bring the hashpa of all the gedusha, of all the greatness that could come with this mitzvah. Before he does the mitzvah, he has to do that bracha. But there's an additional concept over here, which is brought down in Sifri Chassidus. The Baal HaTanya says it, the Me'ah Shiloyach, Tzfas Emes, and others. That the idea is that when you're doing a mitzvah, that's the physical part. You're just connecting yourself to a physical maise, which is maise mitzvah. But you want this mitzvah to connect to a much higher place than the only physical maise. You want it to connect to Shmei Meroimim, similar to the Nefesh HaChaim, but it means from your aspect, you're doing a mitzvah and you want to bring a much higher influence than the physical aspect of it. That's the idea of the bracha that connects to something higher. The way, it's called the way Baal HaTanya says, it uses the Lashon, that's called the Or Makif, the light which surrounds the mitzvah. You have the actual mitzvah, but you have a surrounding mitzvah which is much greater and much holier. That's the idea of doing a bracha before the mitzvah. You want to elevate the mitzvah to a place which is higher than the physicality. You first say a bracha, Kol HaMitzvos Mevorech Aleihem Oiver Las Yosom. Before you do that, you say the bracha, you're bringing the higher level, then you could come, you bring the physical. The physical is much more meaningful because it's not just a physical mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah that connects to Shmei Meroimim, to the highest level of connection that one can get to.